Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis. Robin ain't here this morning, so, well, she's kind of here. She's in the room, let's put it that way. But she's going to join us here with, she's going to join us here in spirit pretty much. So she's got some crazy issues going on with her foot, and it's given her some real problems. A lot of pain, a lot of groaning, a lot of moaning, lack of mobility. That's true. All of that's true. And so she's in a world of hurt right now. So, and the other reason is a world of love, she says. Right here in the crook of my arm, I've got this little critter that weighs about 2 pounds, and it is a cabochon, an 8-week-old cabochon. Now, Robin can explain it better than I can, but I think it's a cross between a King Cavalier Spaniel and a Bichon Frise. And neither one of those dogs gets very big. And this little girl here, she was adopted yesterday by Miss Robin. I was along for the ride. And she is a sweetie. We don't have a name for her yet, do we? You want to say hi to the people? Huh? You want to say hi to the people? But she's going to be Robin's lap dog. She's going to be Robin's puppy dog. She's, we looked at 4 litters yesterday, and she was in the 3rd litter. She was the one that kind of stuck out from all the other lookalikes, all the other phonies, huh? We saw little ones, we saw big ones, we saw straight coats, we saw curly coats, we saw boys and girls and pretty dogs. And dogs that looked like you and dogs that didn't look like you that were all the same breed. But you were the one that stole Miss Robin's heart. And we had a lot of signs. We had a lot of signs that pointed to you that we listened to. So there we are. I'm talking to the dog, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking to my audience, but I'm about to give this critter back to Miss Robin here so she can, both of them can chill out a little bit. And I can talk to you folks. So how was your week? My week was very interesting, kind of uneventful. The crab magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs launched online. We were very pleased to see that. The printed version is at the printer right now. I don't know if it is it at the printer or at the printers. I'm not sure. I never know how to put that. But anyway, that's where it is. And I got a text, an email Thursday. The shaft on the bindery is going to get your magazines done, but we'll let you know. Well, what the bindery does is when all the pages are printed, the bindery kind of sorts everything. The way the pages are printed and cut, the bindery sorts everything and then puts the cover on and stitches the cover on. The cover is a separate entity. The cover is, if you've seen any of our magazines, the covers are slick paper, and they sit in one pile, and the p- page of the folded pages sit in the other pile. And the bindery runs all that through and trims everything off and puts the cover on. It's quite a process, quite a unique process. Well, not unique, not as far as printing goes, but it is a process that involves a lot of stuff. And we have a machine that's running hundreds of copies per minute, and a shaft of some kind breaks within the machine, then that kind of slows down production. So that's where we are with that. But thank goodness we're online at mdlovescrabs.com. And we just got a text from John. The other John. John up in Massachusetts, listening to Massachusetts. And we have Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Helen. How you doing?
You doing all right.
Robin's not there with me today.
Well, she's close. Yeah, she's there. Close, but she's not on the line. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You tell us say hi.
Glenn says hi. Sure. All right. She said thank you very much, and she'll be on soon. So, anyway, how was your week, buddy? Glenn, how was your week?
Normal week.
Yeah. Long week. Another week. Right. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. Yep. So they keep moving on, don't they?
Yeah.
They keep rolling on. So, did you get outside at all this week? I mean, it was some pretty nice weather out there.
Yeah,
out and about. That's good. That's good. Glad to hear that. Any activities planned for the weekend?
I don't think so.
No?
That's off the guy.
Yeah, I got you. Well, that's what we did do last Saturday. We, let's see. We were trying to get ready for Mother's Day. The magazine went to the printer on Saturday. Our designer went on vacation Sunday. Mother's Day was here with all four generations in Robin's family. Her mother, Robin, her daughter, and her daughter's daughter. They were all here. The three mothers, and we had an enjoyable day. So we did. And then what happened? I guess the kids were here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was working on some billing, and got out a little bit Wednesday to deliver some big ass fish magazines, and got around a little bit. Yeah, that's also online, the new magazine that we did on invasive species called Big Ass Fish, BIGAZZFISH.com. That's also online. So glad to hear that. We are giving away some fishing tackle today, Glenn. I don't know if you got your name and number for that, but good, okay. So I think that's about all that's news from here. We went away Thursday, stayed overnight Thursday up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Went to a nice place up there and spent the day yesterday looking at puppies. So yeah, and here we are back on the air, back in Easton, back on the air today, and I think. Everything goes right. I think I'll be turkey hunting tomorrow in Washington County. If everything goes right. So, anyway. So that's about it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did measure some deer last Saturday. I left that part out.
Mm-hmm.
We had three of our official measures up in Chesterton. Official measure John Melvin and official measure Stephen Homiak. And we measured some deer and put, I think, four in a record book.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was pretty nice. Wasn't a long day. It wasn't a busy day, but we got some nice quality animals in. So.
Mm-hmm. Where were you at? You didn't take some skin.
What's that?
Hey, where were you at?
We were traders last week, last Saturday.
Traders?
Yeah, outdoors over there in Henderson.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yep, so.
I was going to get somebody, try and get somebody else to take me, because my daughter's on, maybe you know, something there to do, supposedly.
I got you. Well, we missed you.
So. Dead or not now.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Talk soon.
All right, man. Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye. We've got Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. All right. I'm launching the boat. Where are the fish?
Oh, okay.
Today is it?
Yeah. Today is it. You're right.
So where are they catching?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
You were a fishing show.
Yeah, I know. What do you want me to say? They're in the bay.
You tell me exactly where they are so I don't have to burn a lot of gas and get some.
Well, you know what? I haven't been around all week. I haven't really connected. But wait a minute. Hold on. I'll see what I can come up with here. Give me a second.
All right. I got plenty of time.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Well, it's a little dark to be launching the boat right now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. Especially where I go.
Uh-huh. All right.
They couldn't afford lights, I guess.
Oh, they couldn't afford lights. Gotcha. Gotcha, buddy. So, well, let's see. Trying to see when I got the fishing report from Natural Resources, what they said. But, you know, I never like to predict where the fish are biting today right now. You know why? Very simple. Fish swim. How do you like that answer?
I guess they do. They're in the water, right?
Well, yeah, they are in the water. And here's the other thing. Fish eat fish. Big fish eat little fish. Little fish swim. Big fish swim after them. So I don't know where the little fish have swum to today. I mean, there's some, there's fish everywhere. So just go fish. Put your lifetime of fishing skills to use. And don't depend on some guy on the radio to point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Because he hasn't been out there.
Well, that and I want to win some tackle,
Well, good luck on that one. As long as we got your name and number, you're good, right?
Of course. All right, well, thanks for the tips, and maybe I'll win.
Well, there's no tips involved here. I mean, I can kind of tell you what the DNR fishing report is. But that's based on angler input too, and that's a week old. So,
yeah,
fish swim, right?
All right.
You got to go out there and fish for them. You got to go out there and put the line in the water, and that's no guarantee because you got some weather coming in this afternoon. You've got different weather systems change, and when the wind is from the south, it blows the bait in the fish's mouth. When the wind is from the north, wise fishermen do not go forth. And when the wind is from the east, that is when the fish bite the least. When the wind is from the west, that is when the fishing is best.
Hello?
I'm here. Did you hear what I said? You like that advice, I guess. That's all right. I can look and regurgitate what the DNR said about the fishing report. Okay, I can do that. But since I haven't been out there this morning or yesterday, I can't tell you where the fish were or where they are right now. Robin? Yep. So, that's that. Who's on the line, Aaron? Robin Dundalk. Let's talk to Robin Dundalk. Hey, Rob. I'm all right. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's up?
It's kind of funny the way you're talking about fish because I went out with my brother-in-law one day, and I was on one side of the boat. He was on the other side.
Right.
He's pulling one fish right after the next, and I wasn't catching anything.
Yeah. Same boat.
I switched places with him, and he started catching where I was at.
And that's something. That's the way it goes, you know.
That's the way it goes. They followed his bait.
Yeah, he must have had some kind of special. He had some kind of special deal on there that you didn't have. So
yeah. I called up to get get into the contest.
All right, good. Yep, we'll be giving that away next week. So nice fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Baits. I guess that's the name of his company. So, yep, looking forward to giving that away. So,
thank you, sir. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. I think, my goodness, let me shut this thing off here. What's that? Oh, okay. Let's see. My text machine. Morning, John B. How are you? So, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop a little bit. I was there this week. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I dropped off the big ass fish magazine, and the fellow seemed to enjoy it. So. Hopefully we've gotten a few of them out into the readership out there in Clyde's land. I did take a little look around to see what tackle I might have needed, and found a couple things. You know, I always buy a little bit here, a little bit there. I take care of our sponsors like our sponsors take care of us, and we just been doing business with Clyde since I moved to Maryland in the mid-80s, 1983. So how long is that? That's 40 years, isn't it, Robin? 83 to 2023? Sure is. So that's always nice. But what I did notice was that Clyde still has plenty of Browning firearms in stock, plenty of fish and tackle, lots of lures, lots of terminal tackle, all the live bait you could need, want, or imagine for any type of fishing, frozen bait, crabbing supplies, crab traps, nets, and gloves, their own seasoning, their own steamer pots. So trot line, anything you need for anything to do with the outdoors, Clyde Sports Shop has it. If they don't have it, they can get it for you without any problem. And I just appreciate the fact that you folks stop in there, and you mentioned Clyde's on the air, and when you've been there. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's Sports is the website, two S's in the middle, clydesports.com. And they're open 7 days a week, so enjoy your visit to Clyde's. We hope you do. And when you go, report back, tell me what you found. So it's summertime, right around the corner. I mean, it'll be June here. Enough, summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard. You know, for backyard gatherings on the deck. You want to do a little cooking. You want to do a little entertaining. You want to have some crabs. You want to have some barbecue. Well, before you do all that, head over to Backyard Billy's. Check out the tremendous selection of tables and chairs, hardwood, and poly outdoor and patio furniture. Now, if you need a place to keep the chickens while the rest of you are having crabs out in the yard, they've got chicken coops too. How about a place to hold the dog? Dog kennels. Place for the kids? Gym sets. Place for the adult? Tiki bars. Place for old Uncle Charlie and Aunt Betty? Stick them in the Adirondack chairs. Get some rocking ones. Put them on the deck and just, you know, hand them whatever they want. Let them relax. You can take care of all that. All that at Backyard Billy's. Isn't that amazing? You know, all those big items, the gym sets, the tiki bars, the storage sheds, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, you'll find the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger you control with your phone. the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe Grill Smokers. Giant selection of outdoor fire pits and all kinds of great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com is the website, the Hearth America Facebook page, the phone number 410-827-4500. If you need a grill accessory, if you need something that you want to, you know, have them look for you on the floor, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44. That's Graysonville. Evans Avenue is what that exit is called right there, coming from the Bay Bridge. Your backyard is going to look just great. And guess what? We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, uh-huh.
I like that one.
Then Miss Mousie let him in, uh-huh.
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousie let him in, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousie let him in, and the way they courted it was a sin, uh-huh. He took Miss Mousie right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, uh-huh. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousie, would you marry me, uh-huh. Miss Mousie says, I don't know about that, uh-huh.
All right, that's Miss enough Mouse. Of that.
Alan, I was enjoying it, but I thought you were playing longer than you normally do.
Well, we got a caller on the line. We got Ray in Baltimore, so we got to be fair with him. We can't just sit here and listen to music all day.
This is
a radio talk show.
I was trying to get you to...
What?
Never mind.
Trying to get me to what?
Stop, talk, and you were just like over there, lost.
I was looking up the fishing report for Gary so he can know where the fish were as before Wednesday.
Okay, that's enough, Alan.
Ah, goodness gracious.
Yes, I am back. Can you tell?
Yeah, is Ray on the line?
Yeah, Ray's on the line.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey, Ray, I can hardly hear you.
Good morning. I'm glad I didn't get to speak to you last week or so, but I usually call and tell you a little funny story. And but before that, you're talking about the fishing report.
Yeah.
Clyde's Sports Shop used to offer a number you called, and they would tell you where fish were, what everybody was catching, and the best bait. But they don't do
that
anymore.
No, they do not. And I can tell you why. Would you like to know?
Yes.
All right. Here's why. That line that went into Clyde's towards the end of its existence was nothing but trouble. It would not connect. It wouldn't hook up. There was something in the connections. They tried various ways to try and get that number to come back online. And the one that did the fishing report was Brother Bill.
Right, and I don't think he's around anymore.
Brother Bill passed away. That's correct. Bill passed away several years ago. And at that point, the combination of those two factors, with Bill not being there to call around to get the fishing report and the line not working correctly, because they can't answer their main line, and you know, for everybody that wants a fishing report, it was a nice pre-recorded fishing report.
I kind of already knew the answer to that, but it was nice.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows it, and
I don't think it was a secret. So.
Right. I used to be a policeman over there in Lansdowne, and I used to go on Clyde's quite often, and so I'm real familiar with Clyde's. And now anyway, I have a name for your dog. You haven't named your dog yet.
No, you're right.
And this is a good name. And this is the way this name, for my little English hunting Cocker Spaniel, I hunt with this dog. I do a lot of hunting. And the way I named this dog, and I'm going to give you the same name, I was sitting in the chair waiting for the dog. I had to leave the house and meet a guy.
Uh-huh.
The dog was being shipped from Ohio. And I met this guy, I think up in Frederick. But I was sitting there singing to myself, singing the song Danny Boy. But I was getting a little girl dog, all right? And I was getting Danny Boy. And I got to thinking about the words of that song and how this father, whatever, loved little Danny, all right? And then I thought, I know you're a girl, but I'm going to name you Danny. And I spell it D-A-N-I. And
name.
There you go. I'll
one of my favorite songs too.
Right. And that dog with that little dog works well with a short call name, with a quick call name like Brim or something like that.
Yep.
And
yep.
My dog, when I call that name, her eyes perk right up, and she knows her name. And it's a little Danny, and everybody will say, is that a boy dog? You know, and I'll get over, here in Baltimore, over here in Heron Park, and there's leash laws and all like that. But Danny is right there with you the whole time. And I almost put on a show for everybody out there with the behavior
of
the dog. So anyway, go ahead.
I like that.
That's a good name. I like Danny. Yes, sir.
And other good morning to you and Robin. That Robin wasn't there for maybe a week or so. And,
right.
I didn't think
she was going to be here today, but there she is.
I missed everybody.
Well, there you go. Listen, well,
she's a trooper.
If you knew me, you'd miss me more than all of them. All right. But anyhow,
I'd be laughing all the time.
All right, well, I give these little stories a name, okay? And as I told you about the coloring book and all, but this, this story is called, and I took it from a book from Patrick McManus. He used to write these little books, sporting books.
I know, but Ray, unfortunately. We got a lot of callers lined up behind you, so why don't we do
real quick? So, never sniff a gift fish. Okay.
Yes, that's a Patrick McManus book.
Anyway, I gave all these bluefish to my Italian neighbor up the street. They were elderly people, and they wanted they give me a present back, and they had a big plate, and it had was covered with aluminum foil, and I sat down to eat dinner and took this aluminum off of it, and it was a big plate of spaghetti, and in the middle of it was a bluefish. I don't think they even cleaned it, and it, I had everything still on it, so.
No thanks. Good grief.
I never sniffed the gift fish.
No, I wouldn't do that either. So
I like that.
All right. Well, thanks for the story, buddy.
We're good.
We always love your stories. But we got the dog story today, too, which is even cooler. So
yep.
Thank you so much. It gives me an idea. So.
Yep, indeed. So very nice.
You really did. He gave me some ideas.
Yep.
One of my favorite songs was Rosie.
Well, yeah, I remember Rosie. Well, let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, friend.
Good morning. It's nice to hear Robin's voice, and congratulations on the new addition to the family.
Thank you so much.
I really did get this attack of plantar fasciitis, which I haven't had in 30 years. And I was like, right, I'm trying to help and walk this dog and do all this stuff, and I can't walk. I was like, are you kidding me? It's just, like, not fair.
Yep. I was calling about an article I just saw online in the New York Post.
Okay.
A man in Oklahoma caught a 118-pound big head carp, which is an invasive species.
That's correct.
118 pounds. It shows him. I can't believe he. Of course, he looks like a very powerful man. He's holding it.
That impresses me as much as anything else.
Oklahoma, 118-pound big head carp.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, that's I briefly saw that article. It's a busy week, but I briefly saw that article. I'm not sure what he caught it on.
It says it won't make the International Game Fish Association registry because it was snagged rather than baited.
Correct. Yes, I did read that part. It was snagged. And wasn't caught legit, I guess, on a hook and line. But I think he was trying to snag something else that's legal to snag. Was it a spoonbill or something like that? Can't remember.
This article doesn't say. He was using a 118-pound line, and he couldn't believe. When he caught it, he compared it to hooking a recreational vehicle or something that was running away from you.
Yeah.
That is one humongous fish.
That is very descriptive. I will tell you something, though. I was fishing along a road one day, had a cast get away from me, hooked on a truck, and it didn't take long for all my line to disappear off my reel.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
What did you say you just hooked?
A truck.
I swear you said casket. I don't know why. You must say cast.
I took an errant cast.
Cast. I thought you said casket.
I was just a kid. I mean, I was young. I don't know if it was my teenage years or not, but I cast out to. I think it was a bridge, and I threw out, and the line went up instead of down into the water, and hooked a. Ongoing or passing truck, and my line was gone in a flash.
So, well, you know,
and it was not much of a fight. What, Robin?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know you've got calls. I won't keep you, but Robin, I agree. I thought he said casket, and I had this mental image of fishing in a cemetery.
I know. Thank you. And he just totally ignored what I said. I'm like, Alan, I thought you got a casket.
Well, the line wouldn't have gone away as quite as fast, would it? If I'd have hooked it.
Depends if they were putting it down or pulling it up.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah.
Never mind.
I got it.
I hope you have a real good week.
Thank you,
Mark.
Well,
thanks,
buddy. Have a super day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the call about the carp.
You got Mark's number, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You have to text him a picture of our buddy.
I will, then. Okay. Very nice. Oh, I see you found the story. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Laser's on the line. Morning, Laser. Hello, Laser.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Morning, Laser.
You're up, buddy.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just hanging in there still. I was very pleased and happy to hear everybody's call after I got off the station yesterday. Last week, everybody called and said the condolences, and it was very heartwarming. To hear everybody's stories. About my dad singing happy birthday. That's just funny, random. I'm like, yeah, my dad would do that. That's my father. he would have called in and sung happy birthday. So,
indeed. Yeah. No, we're kind of a. I don't want to use. There's a word that's overused these days. Kind of a community, but we are this big loose knit group of people that, kind of hangs out here for 2 hours every Saturday morning. So we appreciate everybody that calls, and we appreciate all the comments. So
yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So cool.
I agree.
Robin, what'd you say?
I said Stan was just one of my favorite. I mean, we just got to be friends, and he was so cool.
There you go. Exactly right. So
yeah. He was a special man, for darn sure. He was very...
that's right.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, he was a soldier, to say the least. There was just a lot of moments, and it's funny because you said you wanted to hear some fishing stories and stuff like that, and as I was going through some of the older photo albums, I'm like, I don't really... Maybe I was too young. I don't really remember too many fishing stories. And then I start looking through photo albums, and then all these memories just come flooding in. Like, being in West Virginia fishing for largemouth, and being at a boat ramp. And I was young enough not to know better, but the bass were spawning. There was two giant bass on a bed by a rock. And my dad's like, you're not going to catch them. I'm not going to come off that bed. Well, I caught them, and they were maybe 3-4 pound bass chilling in the river. They were big fish, and they had a Zepco line. It was not holding up where I needed to be. And my dad's yelling, get it in. Don't lose it. I was trying my hardest, but that poor little Zepco did not hang in there. So the Zepco
didn't stack up.
I mean, I got tons of memories like that. I mean,
sure.
Trout fishing in Westminster Pond. I think I sent you that picture, the first catch, clean, cook that we did. And that was the first and last time I ate fish, because I don't know if it was what my father did when he was cooking it, or maybe it just wasn't the tastiest. I don't know, but it was not delicious, and I was pretty...
Well, some people are put off by fish. Some people don't like fish, They just don't. It's just a thing. But.
Yeah.
It's all in the preparation. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin loves fish. What's your favorite, Robin?
My favorite fish?
Yep, to eat.
Grouper.
Okay, second.
Grouper, cod, haddock.
Second, third, fourth.
And salmon.
Fifth.
Where's fish?
Where's snakehead?
I've had snakehead now that I really, really love, and snakehead... I haven't enjoyed, so it's still, I'm trying to figure out where to put it in there.
You're going to toss up on the snakehead.
Well, it's how it's prepared.
All in the preparation, yeah.
I really gave Alan a hard time because he was always talking to me about that brown line going down the fish, and I'd never paid attention to it or done anything. But it makes such a difference if you take that out. It's like night and day. You can eat the whole, it changes the whole taste of the fish.
Yep.
And if somebody prepares fish for me and they leave it in there, I can't eat it.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I can't finish the fish and eat around it because it just turns me off.
Yep. So. Yep. Well, Laser, thanks again for calling in, buddy.
No problem. Thanks I plan on doing this every Saturday morning. I would love to.
I hope so.
I really enjoy it. And it's carrying on a legacy.
There you go. Think about it like that.
Yeah. I can't fill his shoes, but I can try. I mean, I am here, so. I'm here for the long
All right, buddy.
Well, we might play you some trucker music every once in a
every
while.
Every now and then we'll play a little trucker music for you.
Absolutely. I'll be listening in.
Play me some Jerry Reed, man.
There you go. Thanks, Laser. You take care, buddy.
Be safe.
There he goes. We have Ray in Parkville. Ray, good morning. Peter in Parkville. Pardon me.
Good morning, Peter.
Getting mixed
hello.
Up.
Hello.
Peter.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
You're very good. Let me ask you, do you know anything going off, any fishing going off the coast, like Lewis, Delaware, headboats
oh, yeah.
and such? Do you know anything
yep.
about that?
I do. I do. Go over to Lewis Harbor Marina. There's a number of headboats out of there that you can board. They have day trips and evening trips. And I think it would be very enjoyable. I've done it a few times. One of the my,
what's,
one
what's
of the
catching
best...
these days?
Delaware Bay, not sure. The headboats will go out. They'll catch some sea bass. They'll catch some bottom fish, maybe some flounder. It depends on whether the sea trout are running or not. They may catch a sea trout or two, but I'm not sure that would be what they're after. But Robin can look on Lewis Harbor Marina website, LEWES, and I think it's Harbor, HARBOUR, the British spelling. I'm not sure. And see what's going on over there. So how about we check that out and let you know?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, Peter. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Hey, you know Spurry's Tire Service? They're right over here. We can't quite throw a rock that far, but they're not that far. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. And I was going to be funny and try and come up with something. And the only thing I could come up with is that any tire for any vehicle, even tires for your car, from a Triumph to a Triaxle. I try. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Tractor tires and farm equipment, garden tractor, tires, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, they got them all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. And that is always a pucker moment when that check engine light comes on because you go, oh, now what? 24-hour service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, or including Robin and me, more better, sir, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call. They're in Easton at 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Website simple, spurrystire.com, SPURRYSTIRE. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. No appointment needed for tires. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, you know, we talk about Backyard Billy's and Hearth America all the time. They're just great sponsors, and they offer great products, and they're great people. They have beautiful service department. They have salespeople that know what they're doing. They have their areas of expertise, you know, and we noticed that when we were looking all across the region, seriously, Delaware and Maryland and, you know, all across Delmarva for when we remodeled this room. And maybe you're tired of hearing about it, but I got to tell you, in today's age, in today's society, when you walk into a convenience store and you don't want to pay, you don't want to use a card to pay for a cup of coffee, and there's somebody behind the counter, and you set your cup of coffee down, and they point to the self-service machine, to me, that's a death sentence for their job. But that's okay with me if that's what they want to do. I just find service and friendliness and courtesy and knowledge, product knowledge, something to be valued and treasured when you're dealing with people. And that's what you find at Backyard Billy's. They know their product. They will help you select what you need and what you desire. And they're good at what they do, and they follow through. If, from the most complicated installation of a gas fireplace insert or a wood stove or a pellet stove or anything else, they will give you a world of education and share their experience with you. You don't find that. That's very rare, very, very rare. So kudos to Backyard Billy's and their service and their knowledge and their personnel. I could tell you all about all the products and stuff, but I wanted to bring that point in today, that if you want to deal with somebody that knows their product and knows what they're doing, Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, when it comes to grills and fireplaces and inserts and that type of thing. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's where you'll find them. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Any callers on the line, Aaron, for the last couple of minutes here? Oh, okay.
Okay, sea robins are edible. They're good eating. Some can be eaten as sushi.
Really?
Uh-huh. Makes them very sweet. Sushi.
Okay. Okay. That's the story on sea robins?
That's what I got so far.
Okay.
They were asking about what they were fishing for and getting it out of Lewis.
Lewis.
I told him that mainly flounder, and the last one of the chip trips got a bunch of... Sorry, I'm tripping over myself. Got a bunch of sea robins, and we weren't sure if they were edible.
Right.
So
sea robins are edible. I've never eaten one, and I've never known of anybody that has eaten one, because they have always been considered ugly. Bait stealers.
They're really ugly.
Yeah. Kind of like oyster toads in the Chesapeake Bay. Toadfish. But if you're telling me that sea robins are edible, you know, who would think that a snakehead would be edible? But you're telling me sea robins are edible. We'll have to keep that in mind.
Yep.
You know? Are they saying anything about blowfish or puffers?
No. Not that I saw. Bobby, I just went through their Facebook page.
Who?
Marina.
Yeah, okay.
I went to see what they were catching and what pictures they had.
Okay.
Mainly flounder, the sea robins. I didn't see any puffers is what
okay.
I was saying.
Okay, got it. That's not necessarily a notable fish that you take a picture of. You know, you don't hold up a big puffer fish and go, look at my trophy 10-inch puffer
would.
Fish. Yeah, you would, of course. Look what I caught that Alan didn't. So, very good. But, you know, I love to fish Delaware Bay. I mean, we caught porgies and puffers and a whole bunch of stuff out there one day. And did do a striped bass trip one time with live eels. That was fun. So, if you'd like to do that sometime, we should do that. Robin?
Yes, sir.
Go out of Lewis? What do you think? What do you think? So, the headboats were always disappointing, except the one trip at night, at the height of the big invasion of big sea-run trout, weak fish. We caught some really, really, really nice sea trout, 10, 12-pound fish. And that was a lot of fun. The boat wasn't crowded. There were a handful of us that kind of knew what we were doing, and I'd fished the Hunger River for the big trout here in Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, we knew kind of what to do with just an ounce and a half bucktail with a piece of peeler crab or a strip of squid, and you jig up those sea trout, and I will tell you, what a fight on a 12-pound sea trout, and delicious eating. So, yep, been there, done that. So, hey, Captain Dawn, greetings. He's down in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah, indeed. So, how about that? All right, sounds good to me.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Take your puppy for a walk, because this one's getting ready to go outside.